This is special coverage from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. One of many people absorbing the news of the death of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan yesterday is John Negroponte, who held many key posts in the Bush administration. He was confirmed as ambassador to the United Nations on September 15, 2001, just days after the attacks on the Pentagon and World Trade Center.
Well, it was a very somber time. You could practically hear a pin drop in New York. I remember I couldn't even get there by airplane after I'd been confirmed. We had to drive up from Washington. There were a very grim, I'd say, 6 or 8 months as we kind of picked ourselves up from the implications of what had happened.
You were National Intelligence Director, we should remind people. Was this an intelligence community that, to some extent, was reconfigured to lead to this specific result?
Well, absolutely, in the sense that there was a much greater focus developed on combating terrorism. I'd say counterterrorism became, if you will, the number one priority of the intelligence community, and an enormous amount of resources were dedicated to that. And not only at the international and national level, but also at the state and local level as well in our own country.
And I suppose we should mention that in some of the statements coming out of the killing of Osama bin Laden, there has been reference to collaboration between intelligence agencies, that there was signals intelligence coming from the National Security Agency. There were people from the CIA. There was signals intelligence coming from the National Security Agency, which eavesdrops on conversations. There were people at the CIA involved. There were other agencies involved, we're told.
Well, this is a major aspect of modern intelligence, and particularly with modern information technology, the question of integrating all the different forms of collecting intelligence, whether it's human intelligence, signals intelligence, geospatial intelligence, and there have been other very good examples of how this has been done. The killing of Zarqawi, who was the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, was through that combination of intelligence methods that were all brought to bear when he was finally killed in Iraq back in 2006. So, yes, integration, rapidity of transfer of information, the best possible use of modern technology, these are all techniques that have been refined substantially during the past 10 years.
Well, let me ask you, Ambassador, because this seems to be an investigation, an intelligence operation that took several years. There was an effort to interrogate detainees, we're told. Eventually, by that means, a courier was identified who was thought to have some connection to Osama bin Laden, and then a very careful, very slow, very patient operation was set up to monitor what the courier was doing. Eventually, that led to this compound, that led to this house, and this whole process took years. Did some of this happen while you were National Intelligence Director? Would this be the kind of level of detail that would get to the desk of some of the highest people in the intelligence hierarchy or the highest people at the White House? If you just had a bit of information, like we think we might have a courier, would that be the kind of thing that...
Well, let's put it this way. The president, President Obama said, and certainly President Bush before him, that this was the highest priority. And very often when representatives or leaders of the intelligence or law enforcement community would come in to brief President Bush, one of the first questions he'd always ask, you know, partly in jest, but also deadly serious, well, have you found him yet? I mean, this has been a major preoccupation of our leadership ever since 9/11 occurred.
So even though for a variety of political reasons, various administrations would say bin Laden is not as important as you think, it's a wider struggle here, the reality behind the scenes was people were thinking about him every day.
Absolutely, and the symbolism is important. It remains to be seen what kind of impact it will have on the overall sort of global terrorist threat. But clearly, an important leader has been killed. There's no obvious leader in that individual's place to come in behind him. And I think that we'll have to watch carefully to see what kind of impact that has. But it's going to have a debilitating effect. I have no doubt about that.
Ambassador John Negroponte, thanks very much.
Thank you.